Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. To your latter will be greater than your past. And you will be blessed more than you could ask. Oh, listen, despite all that has been done, the stuff nobody knows about, the stuff you can't tell nobody about, all the hell you've been through, nobody knows, not your mama, not your daddy, not your sister, not your brother, only you and God know what you've been through. See, despite all that has been done, oh, I believe your best is yet to come. It's on the way.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us on tonight. Prolific Fire Ministry is honored to present to you Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. Come on in, everybody. If you need prayer, you still have time. Come on in. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. You still have time to get on the phone line to receive prayer. The song that was just playing was Your Ladder Will Be Greater by Martha Minnizzi. With that being said, the next voice you hear will be that of the woman of faith, Prophetess Pate. She will pray what's in her spirit, after which I will come back and open the phone lines for anybody that desires prayer. Pate, you're on the air.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line. Thank and praise God for you all tuning in on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all tonight because this is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall be glad and rejoice in it. I want to thank and praise God. You all could have been elsewhere. You all could have not wanted to come on Faith on the Line tonight. Prayer is very much needed, and I thank and praise God for his faith. I thank and praise God for everything that he has done to us, for us, and get ready to come forward. I thank and praise God for everything. As you all know, this is a line specific for faith, trust, and believing in God and knowing that he would do it. For the word of God tells us in Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I thank and praise God for his scripture on tonight. I thank and praise God for Faith on the Line on tonight. Without faith, we can't do anything. Without faith, there no mountain will be able to be moved. Without faith, we wouldn't be able to trust God. Without faith, we wouldn't be able to keep God in on our mind. I thank and praise God for faith. And I also like the word of God where it says that we walk by faith and not by sight. I thank and praise God on tonight. And I want to let you all know to stay encouraged. Don't look at the things of this world. Don't get distracted by the things of this world. Don't let the people of this world begin to bring fear to be the thing that's going on around us. Let us trust God for whatever we believe in him for. No matter what your boss say or your doctor say or your neighbors say or the president or anybody, let's trust God. We have to trust and believe in God like never before. Your finance may not be where it needs to be, but that's where faith steps in. Your home may not be like it's supposed to be. That's what faith's supposed to step in at. You may be trusting, you may be believing God for many of things. Let us keep trusting and believing. Things may not come today. They may not come tomorrow. They may not even come next month. But that doesn't mean it's not coming. God saying his own timing. The word of God tells us to think on good things. Whatsoever right, whatsoever true, whatsoever ever a good report. God wants us to think on good things, the things up above, not things down here on this earth. So as I get ready to pray, I'm going to pray that God will help us to continue to trust him. Help us to lean on him like never before. Help us to be what he wants us to be. Because God is tired of a lot of things that's going on around us. That's why hurricanes, and that's why storms, and that's why stuff is shaking the earth. Because God is soon to come, and he's tired of all the evil. He's tired of all the lying. He's tired of all of this stuff, even the people coming up against his children. God is tired. And God said, whatever his word said, he promised us that things will get better. But you got to trust and believe that he will. God's still working miracles. Lord knows I heard a miracle on yesterday. And maybe I thank and praise God for his miracles. And God knows miracles happen every day. When it's my time to get my miracle, God is going to do it. God have his own set timing. So while we pray, let's trust God and let's stay encouraged. We bind every discouraged spirit right now. We bind every spirit that's not of God that's trying to keep us from believing that God's word won't do what it said it will. God is not a liar. God said if his word said it, then that's what he would do. Ask the children of Israel. They should be able to tell you. Ask the Israel. They should be able to tell you. God brought them out of Egypt. They lived in Egypt for 400 and some years. But that didn't say God was not going to do it. But they was in slavery. They did all that they know how. They was being mistreated. And they was working to sun up, to sun down. But God was able to send a prophet. God was able to send his messenger to free them. They had to obey. They had to do what he sent them to do. Now, as I get ready to pray, let's trust. Let's believe God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you on tonight. God, we trust you on tonight. First of all, God, we want you, Lord God, to ask you for forgiveness, God. If there any sin we committed or omitted, God, was not of you. God, we ask you to forgive us, God, of those things. God, we ask you also, God, to help us to trust you like never before. Help us, God, help us to put our trust in you. As your word say in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to our own understanding, Lord, but your word say in all of your way, our ways acknowledge you. And you will direct our paths. God, your word tell us to trust you. Your word tell us not to worry about the things of this world, but your word tell us to trust you and believe you. God, your word tell us, God, to seek ye first your kingdom, God. And Lord God, your word said all these things will be added unto us. God, we thank you for your word on tonight. Excuse me. We thank you, Father God. Lord, we trust you tonight. We trust you, God, with our finances. We trust you, God, with our home. We trust you, God, with our children. God, we trust you, those that are going through marital problems. Trust God with your husband. Let God work it out. You can't do it. You can't do it. God can do it. Lord, we thank you right now. Even, Lord, step in right now, God. We bind every spirit that's not like you, every rebellious spirit. Excuse me. Every spirit that's not of you. Every commendatory spirit. Every spirit, lying spirit. God, we bind these things right now because it's not of you. Lord, we ask you to take control of our life. Take full control of us, God. Lord, make us, God, and mold us into the person you want us to be. Lord, purge out all unclean spirits. Lord, cleanse our heart. Cleanse our soul and mind, God. Lord, God, help us, Lord, God, in these days, God. Lord, God, people are dying all around us. That don't mean that you're not there. Lord, trouble is happening all around us, God. That don't mean that you don't see it, God. Lord, people are going on, Lord God. Lord God, hatred is all before us, God. But Lord God, that don't mean you don't see who it is. God, help us, God. Help us to trust you like never before. God, I thank you, God, because you're so worthy. And you're worthy of your praise. God, look up on that man. Look up on that woman. Look up on that boy, that girl, Lord God. Look up on that mother, that father. Lord, touch them. Wherever they need you to touch them at the most. God, we decree, we declare right now that you bring them back home, Lord God. That you loosen them, God. Bring them back home, Lord. Keep them safe from harm and danger. Lord, we bind that addict, God. We bind that alcohol spirit. We bind that homosexual spirit. We, Lord God, we bind the thing right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, look upon our minds, God, and we trust you, God. Touch our minds, God. Lord God, we ask you, Lord, right now, to, Lord God, give us a clean heart with you. Lord, renew us a righteous spirit before you, God. Lord, help us to trust you like never before. Help us, God, because your word said Lord God, that you would do what you say you would do. Your word says you love us, God, and you love us all the same. Help us, God, and Lord God, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, right now. We thank you, God. We thank you for the healing that you're performing in our body, even though we don't see it. But we believe it that it's healed. We're healed. Lord, we thank you, God. Lord, I thank you for taking your hand. And, Lord, you stretched it out before us. Lord, even when danger came our way, Lord, you sent forth your angels and you stopped it in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for my sister. Lord, I thank you for my brother. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Lord, whatever they need and want for you, God, I put it on the altar before you, God. Father, do it right now, God. Father, whatever the situation they battle with, God, I put it before you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you, Lord, every financial difficult, Father God, every situation, God, every confusion in the home, God, Lord, I declare right now, because your word say whatever I rebuke down here on earth, Lord, you will do it in heaven, God. Whatever I loose down here, the word of God say you will loosen it in heaven. Do it right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for touching. I thank you for stepping in front of that, Lord, sending forth your angels, Lord. Before my auntie, Lord God, she could have been out of here, God, but you yet blessed her, God. Thank you for working a miracle. Thank you for working a miracle on my mother's life, God. Lord God, she done had 4 strokes, God. But Lord God, you spared her life, God. Lord, she ain't paralyzed, God. She still can talk, God. She's still in the right mind, God. Lord God, I thank you, God. She's supposed to be out of here. She may got some little memory loss, but that's all right, because you're going to restore that to God. She may got a little speech impediment, pattern, God, but that's all right. You did it for Moses, God, and I know you'll do it for her. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you even now, God, for how you bless us, God, over and over again, God, how you protecting me from a grease fire today, God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I could have got burned, God. It could have been a 30-degree burn, but, Lord, you blessed me, God. I thank you, Father. Lord, you're so wonderful. You step in like a flood, like your words say. You step in like a flood, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for your word, God. I thank you for your healing power. I thank you for your finance that's coming to my sister or my brother. I thank you, Lord God, that peace is coming in their marriage. Peace is coming in their home. Children coming back home, Lord, safely. Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God, that the wrong crowd, God, they won't have to hang around them no more. Lord, I thank you, Lord, you men and marriage back together. You healing body like your word said, God. Your word said you will go wherever sick is. Your word say you will go and you will heal thee. Lord, touch us right now tonight. Keep us, Lord, in the midst of you. Lord, help us not to turn on you. Lord, help us to get closer to you. Lord, in the bereavement family, Lord God, Lord, we pray all over this world, all over this nation, God, all in our neighborhoods, God. And, Lord God, touch every grieving soul, God, even the people, Lord God, that's up in and Lord God, that the hurricane hit, and said, Lord, South Carolina, God, North Carolina, touch them right now. And even Southern Florida, just Florida, Lord, touch right now, God. Restore, rebuild, God. And, Lord, most of all, God, bless whatever they lost, God. Your word say you will restore. Lord, I speak new things will come to them. Lord, I ask you, the one that lost loved one, God, heal the hurt. Lord, heal the hurt, God. Bring joy, God, where joy needs to be. In the name of Jesus. God, look up in the president. Look on him, God. Lord, he know not what he's doing. Lord, bring deliverance to him right now, God. Purge out all unclean spirit. Purify, Lord God. Lord, do them like you did. Do them like you did Pharaoh, God. We bind that Pharaoh spirit right now, God. We bind it and send it back to hell from which it come from. In the name of Jesus. God, I give you the praise tonight. Lord, I give you the glory tonight. Lord, I know you're going to do it because your word said it, God. And Lord, I thank you right now. And Lord God, I give you thanks right now, for it's done already right now. God, you're working it out right now, God. Lord, if they are healed right now, God. Lord God, I thank you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I give you the praise and the honor to the Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sir. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And thank you, Lord. Father God, I thank you for one. Probably Stacy, I turn it over to you. If any of one's on the phone line that's needing prayer, I turn it over to you.
Let God be the glory. I agree with my sister tonight in prayer. Everything that she said tonight, I agree with her in prayer. If she called out something that was you, receive it, receive it. I know I did some receiving. And I thank God. Tonight I see that there are no live prayer requests, but thank you everybody for taking the time to join us. We truly appreciate it. And I would be honored if you would come back on Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, by calling the same number that many of you called tonight, 347-426-3782. 347-426-3782. And join us for a word of faith on Monday night. Poppy Pate will be bringing the word, so she's going to give us a lesson in faith. Until then, everybody, thank you once again for joining Poppy Pate and myself. Have a blessed night.